We're going to learn Daf Nun Aleph in Yuma, and we're going to start from the end of the fourth line of L'Rav Sheshes. But let me just back up for a second and give you a background where we're going. So the Gemara on Daf Nun had a question whether or not a second Kohen Gadol can take over after a Kohen Gadol shechted the par chatos and then was nifter. Can a second Kohen Gadol take over? So the Gemara had a question like, what's the havamina? Because it's a chatos shemesa baleo. The general rule is that if a korban chatos, the original owner of the chatos dies, there's nothing you can do with that korban other than let it die. So the Gemara wanted to answer that it depends on whether that chatos is a chatos yochid or chatos tzibur. And if we hold that this par, the par of the Kohen Gadol is a korban tzibur, so then it's not a problem of chatos shemesu. In order to prove that, the Gemara then brought a raya to make a distinction between an original korban and the tamura, the korban that was swapped out for, or an attempted swap of the korban that you were originally going to use, and it tried to make a distinction. And based on that, the Gemara wanted to say, oh, so we have a raya that the par chatos, if you're able to do a tamura with it, it must belong to a private individual, because as we know, as a general rule, either a shutfus or a tzibur cannot do a tamura. On that, and this is where the Gemara is going to start over here, Rav Sheshes said that price is not talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol, the par chatos of the Kohen Gadol. Rather, the Brisa that makes the distinction between the other karbonos and a tamura, the original karbon and the tamura, was talking about the aisle of the Kohen Gadol. So on that, now the Gemara continues. The fourth line on the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, at the end of the line, Ula Rav Sheshes, Adamukim la be'iloi, be'iloi shal aroin. Why, if you're trying to figure out which exact carbon it is, the original carbon is, why did you make the akimta? That is talking about the aisle that Aaron brings as a carbon on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, in other words, brings on Yom Kippur. Look more of a Pesach. It's much simpler to talk about a carbon Pesach, which also fits all the categories that the Braisa before mentioned. The Doiches, a Shabbos, Vesatomo. First of all, the carbon Pesach also is Doiches, Shabbos, and Tomo if it comes out on Erev Pesach, and the carbon Pesach can make a Tmura. And it fits into carbon yachid who, and it's a carbon yachid. So it fits all the categories that we needed to describe why the carbon zevach that we're discussing. And Tosfos also points out that the carbon Pesach also is sometimes in the Torah referred to as zevach. So it makes sense even to refer to the carbon Pesach. So the Gemara answers, "Who kasaver ain't shechten as a pesach al yochid." Very interesting teretz. According to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Psachim, it can never come out that a single person shechs the carbon pesach. It always has to be at least a minimum of two people. And remember, one of the things that we need to discuss over here is doing a tmura. And since the carbon pesach can never be privately, singly, individually owned, so therefore it cannot be discussed in this price. It can't be talking about the regular carbon pesach. So the Gemara says, "Venukum pesach sheni." So maybe with talking about the Pesach Sheni. In other words, a person didn't have a chance to bring the first carbon away because he was tummy on regular Pesach. So Pesach Sheni, maybe we're talking about that carbon. And that carbon can be brought by an individual. So the Gemara says, Midoch Tumo. Well, you have a different problem because then it's not Doich Tumo. So can't be talking about the carbon Pesach. Amalei Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yeshua, L'Ravo, V'tana Maishna, Pesach, Dekarilei Carbon Yach. Now this is actually referring to another braisa on Daf Nun that we brought. The Gemara referred to the carbon Pesach as a carbon Yach, and the carbon in Rav Meir Shita and then Rav Yaakov Shita, because we were discussing a braisa, also quoted the carbon Chagiga. And when referring to the carbon Chagiga, we refer to the carbon Chagiga as a carbon Tzibur. So on that, the Gemara wants to know, why is it when we refer to the carbon pesach, we called it a private carbon. But when we refer to the carbon tzibur in the same Mishnah, actually, so we refer to the carbon chagiga as a carbon tzibur. So why? What's the distinction? If it's as Rashi says that the carbon chagiga is brought, the knuf Yirashi says means on yontif, which just really literally translated, it means in a gathering with a lot of people together. So if we're talking about that, it's brought with a lot of people. Pesach nami also beknufya. So carbon pesach also is brought with many millions of people. So Gemara answered, Ika pesach sheni deloyosu beknufya. Okay, because the pesach sheni can be brought privately later without a large group, not on yontif. So that's why the carbon pesach is referred to as a yachid. So once again, if it's brought that on as a as the Karma Chagiga. If it's brought the Knuffi as a Tzibur, so why Taka isn't it Doicha Shabbos and Tumah? Amalei, in command to Omar Dochi. You're right, there is a man to Omar that Taka holds that it is Doicha. This is, we're talking about the Karban Pesach rather. By the Pesach Sheni. We're talking about the Pesach Sheni that it can, that it's brought, the Knuffia, or rather that it's brought at a specific time, it should be Doicha Shabbos and Shabbos and Tumah. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Pesach Sheni Doicha is a Shabbos, the Eina Doicha is a Tumah. The Tanakama holds a Taka, not Doicha Tumah, even though it's Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Af Doicha Es Ha Tumah. So it's, right, in other words, if so, that it has to be brought with a Tzibur, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Doicha Tumah also. My time at the Tanakama, why, what's the reasoning of the Tanakama? Because it's a little strange, because he holds that it's Doicha Shabbos, but on the other hand, he holds it's not Doicha Tumah. So Amalach, Mepnei Tumah Dechisoi Viyasa Betumah. The whole reason why you're bringing the Pesach Sheni in the first place is because you were Tamei, you were Tamei when it was time to bring the Karban Pesach. So now that you're Tamei again, is, why would you possibly bring it now, Betumah? If it wasn't good enough to bring the Pesach, the first Pesach when you were Tamei, why would it be good enough to bring the second Pesach when you're Tamei? So that's the question of Rabbi Yehuda Amalach. Rabbi Yehuda will answer Amar Kra, because the pasuk says Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisei, because the Pesach Sheni has to be done exactly as the Pesach Rishon would have been done Vafilu Betumah. So therefore, even since the Karban Pesach Rishon could have been brought Betumah, the Pesach Sheni also, if it is necessary to bring it, even though the person is Tomei, he can still bring the Pesach Sheni. Now, what's Pshat in the Halacha that we prefer that it's not Tomei? The point, the reason why you couldn't bring it the Pesach Rishon, right? Because the whole question was, Pesach Rishon, it wasn't good enough to bring it when you were Tomei. Why now, all of a sudden, are you able to do it Betumah? So he says, you're right, the Torah preferred was looking for an opportunity to be able to bring the carbon B'Tahira. But if you're not Zeichet to bring it B'Tahira, and now it's the second chance already, now the Torah says, okay, you have to bring the carbon regardless, has to be brought, so it could be brought even B'Tumah. Now, as we continue on the top of Amud Beis. Now, one of the other issues was, the question also that we had on Daf Nun, was when the Kohen Gadol brings the par, we also know that his brothers, the whole Mishpachas Kohenim, also get the kapara from that carbon. And the question was, does that constitute a carbon tzibur because other people are having the kapara from that carbon, or is it still just simply considered the Kohen Gadol's carbon? So the Gemara wants to know, so the Gemara now says, what's the question? The typically the Asher Loy Amar Rachmana, Mishaloy Hu Mevi. The pasuk actually says the two pesukim that in three times it says Asher Loy, that the carbon, the power that the Kohen Gadol brings has to belong to the Kohen Gadol himself. So it should be a very good raya. The fact that the Torah emphasizes that it has to be the Kohen Gadol's private funds to sponsor this carbon, so clearly it's the Kohen Gadol's and not the other Kohanims. So what's the question? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Asher Loy Mishaloy. The first time it says Asher Loy is for the Torah to tell you that it has to be from the Kohen Gadol's funds. Who may be Vilay Mishal Tzibur? It has to be his own funds and not from the Tzibur. Yachaloy Yavim Mishal Tzibur Shein Tzibur Miskapren Boy. Maybe, okay, we understand the general public doesn't have to pay for it because they don't get a kapara. Avil Yavim Mishal Ochiva Kohenim. But maybe the other Kohenim, his family, the Kohenim have to contribute. Shaharei Ochav HaKoyinim is Kaparim, but because they are, in fact, getting a kapara from this carbon, Tamad Loimer, that's why the pasuk repeats itself, Asher Loi. That it has to be, no, it has to be only from the Kohen Gadol. Yochel Loi Yavoi. So maybe he shouldn't use their money, Vim Hevi Kosher, but maybe if he did, it should still be okay, because at the end of the day, they're getting the kapara, Tamad Loimer, Shuv Asher Loi. That's why the Torah repeats it and says, another time, Asher Loi, Shona HaKosav HaLov La'akev. Torah wants to say that it has to be this way and no other way. So it has to be brought from the Kohen Gadol's funds. It's clear in the Torah that it's considered his carbon and no one else's carbon. So, why would you, what would be the havamina that it would belong to anybody else besides the Kohen Gadol? Ulitaimech. So now that we've proven, or we think we've proven, that it belongs solely to the Kohen Gadol, according to this reasoning, Achav HaKohenim, Eloi Dekana Begaveh Hechem Mechaper Lahu. So then the reality sets in. So then how, in fact, do the Kohenim, the other Kohenim, get a kapara from it if it belongs personally, solely, to the Kohen Gadol?
Elo shani begozu da Aaron dafke rachmana gabe yachava koyanim. So you have to say that even though it's Aaron, it's the Kohen Gadol's private fund, but his funds really belong to everybody. They're his private for the sake of everybody. They belong to everybody. So achanami gabe tmur nami shani begozu da Aaron dafke rachmana gabe yachava koyanim. So when it comes to the question of whether or not he can bring he can make a tmura with it. Remember, we said the rule is that a tmura can only be done on a carbon that belongs to a private person and not to any shutfim or tzibur or so on. So if you're going to say for the sake of this for Aaron's funds, especially in the connection with buying karbonis that are going to be used for everybody's kapara or for the kainim's kapara, it has to be considered everybody's money. Even though it's coming out of his private pocket, but his pockets belong to everybody. And therefore, it's considered a public carbon and not a private carbon, and he would not be able to do a tmura, to make a tmura with this carbon. That is, Rashi doesn't say that explicitly, but Rabbeinu Hanano points that out. That therefore the conclusion of the Gemara is that you would not be able to do it, the Kohen Gadol would not be able to make a tmura for the par Yom Kippurim that he brings, because it does belong at least partially to the Achiv HaKoyanim.
And therefore, if
the Kohen Gadol dies, also it's not a problem for a second Kohen Gadol to take over, because it does. It's right. It's not a private carbon. It belongs right. So it's not a Chata Shemesu Bailo, because it belongs to the Tzibur. That's the end of that sugi. Now the Mishnah continues. Now we're going to go through more of the avodah that the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol walks carrying the dam from the par until he reaches the Shtei HaParoiches, Hamavdilus Ben HaKodesh Ben Kodesh HaKodoshim. The Paroiches that was set up to separate the area that's the regular Kodesh, the Heichel, and the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Ubeinehem Amo. And that area that the Paroiches was set up had a space of an Am, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what we're talking about. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Lo Yosi Shom Ela Paroiches Achas. There was only one curtain, so there was no space in between. Paroiches Achas Bovach. And Nemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hivdilo ha-paroiches lochem, the Paroiches should be a divider ben HaKadosh ben Kadosh HaKadoshim. So Rabbi Yosi holds that it was only one Paroiches, there was now two Paroiches. So the Gemara wants to know exactly what we're talking about. Shapar Kamalahu, Rabbi Yosi the Rabbanus, Lochaira, Rabbi Yosi has a Pasuk that we're talking about one Paroiches. So how could we be talking about, what do you mean by the space in between? Rabbanan Amri Lucha, the Rabbanan answer, Hani Mili B'Mishkan. You're right, in the Mishkan there was in fact only one Paroiches, Abba B'Mikdash Sheni, but in the second base HaMikdash, Kivan Deloy Have Amatraxin, since there was no Amatraxin. Amatraxin means that area, we'll describe more in the following daf, but it's that area in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim that was set up for the divider, that we're not sure whether it's Kodesh or Kodesh Kodashim. So that area, since the second base of Mikdash didn't have that, it only had one Paroiches, so therefore in the Hanami that was set up on that, there was no in between. However, with Mikdash Rishon, Hudahave, but in the Hanami it was in the first base of Mikdash where there was this, so to speak, this Amatrax and this Amma in between. And on that one Amma in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh, and that's where the Rabbanan had a suffix, Ikilifnim, Ikilichutz. They weren't sure whether that had the level of Kedusha of the Kodesh or the level of Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodashim. So therefore they made two curtains. One was set up on the outside of that Amma on the side of the Kodesh, and one was set up on the outside of the Amma on the other side on the side of the Kodesh Kodashim. And in between was a suffix whether it had that Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodashim. So the outer Paroiches was certainly part of the Heichel, and the inner Paroiches was certainly part of the Kodesh Kodashim, and it was in between that we weren't sure what the Kedusha was. So the Gemara now describes, if you can have a picture in your head, think of the standard picture that you usually see of the Beis HaMikdash. So you'll have, we're talking about right now inside the Heichel. So we're not talking about the outside Mizbeach, we're talking about the Mizbeach HaPanimi, little Mizbeach in the middle. On your right will be the Shulchan. Again, try to visualize this in your mind. On your right is the Shulchan, and that's on the north side. And on your left is the Menorah on the south side. So we're going to be traveling, just to get the picture in your head, we're going to be traveling from east to west. So what we say, we're traveling west. That's it. As you walk into the Heichel towards the Kodesh Kodashim, you're traveling west. Again, the Menorah is on your right. The Shulchan is on your right. And the Menorah is on your left. Okay? Menorah is on your left. So, the Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan. Ben Amas Be'ech Le'menorah Hayim Mahalech. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, rather. The Gemara says that when you walk, when the Kohen Gadol walked in, remember his objective is to get into the Kodesh Kedoshim, but he's walking in from outside because he shechted the carbon outside and now he's bringing it in. So as he walks in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, which is on your left, on the south side. Ramei Roima Ben Shulchan the Mizbeach. No, he walks between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach on the right side, on the north side. The HM Ben Shulchan the Kohen, not only does he walk on the right, but he walks all the way to the right between the Shulchan and the wall. Alright, so now we're going to explain. Man Yeshayimim, who is this Yeshayimim that says that it's all the way to the wall? Amar Rabbi Yechis to Rabbi Yosi. Alright, so the first sheet was Rabbi Yehuda. This Yeshayimim is Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Pischa Betzafen Koi.
Rameir doesn't say all the way to the wall.
What? No, Rameir says in between the Menorah and the Shulchan. Rabbi Yosi says between the Shulchan and the Mizbech. No, the Rabbi Yosi, this new sheet is between the Shulchan and the wall. That's the third sheet.
Right, right.
Okay, now Rabbi Yosi Damar. So where did Rabbi Yosi say this? Damar Pischa Betzafen Koi. Remember the right side was the north. The right was the north. That so the opening of the parochus was open on the north, where the curtain, so to speak, was propped up, was pinned up on the north side, so the Kohen Gadol can walk right through. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha Pischa B'Darim Koi, and we'll see exactly what they're talking about. Rabbi Yehuda held that the opening for the Kohen Gadol to walk in was actually propped up on the south side, on the left side. Rabbi Meir says, he doesn't say all the way to the right, and he's not all the way to the left. He's in between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, which is sort of on the right. Rabbi Meir, come on, who does he hold like? Come on, Svirulei. Who does he hold like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it was on the left, Nail Ker Rabbi Yehuda, then he should go all the way on the left. Ik Rabbi Yosi Svirulei. If he holds that it was propped up on the right, Svirulei Nail Ker Rabbi Yosi. So then he should go like Rabbi Yosi to walk all the way to the right between the Menorah and the wall. So So the Gemara says, really yelled that it was like Rabbi Yosi that it was pinned up on the north side, on the right. The problem is that the Shulchan was set up north-south, and if you set up all the Shulchanos, Rashi explains that they took up the entire north side of the Heichel, and there was no room to walk between the Shulchan and the wall. So therefore the only way to do it was to walk between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. And as Rashi points out, the Mizbeach was pulled up a little bit so that the Mizbeach and the Shulchan didn't touch, so there was room in between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. So since the Shulchanos were set up north-south, they block the entire north side, the entire right side of the Heichel. And he can't walk through there, so therefore it has to be that he walked between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. That's one teretz. Really, you can even say argument. You can argue that the Shulchanos was set up east-west, and there was technically room between the Shulchan and the wall. But it wasn't proper for the Shechina to walk straight in. So you should walk a little bit to the side, and then eventually, when you get to the opening, you walk towards the opening. So therefore, even though technically you could walk along the wall, which would be directly into the opening where it's pinned up, but it's not proper for the Shechina to approach in such a straightforward manner. So therefore, it's more appropriate to walk between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, and then when you get to the opening, walk over to not. In other words, not the whole time to approach straight on. Of Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yosi that held that you walk straight on the south side. Rabbi Yosi that held that you walk taka in between the wall and the Shulchan, so he is walking straight on. He doesn't have a problem with this now on the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, because he holds Chaviv and Yisrael Shalei Tzrichon HaKosav L'Shliach. We see the fact that the Torah didn't even need a Shliach. It could be the Kohen Gadol walks in, and it's okay for the Kohen Gadol to walk straight into the Kodesh Kodashim. Rabbi Yehuda Nami Neil B'Menor L'Kosav. So Rabbi Yehuda, if he's already walking on the left side, on the south side, why doesn't he walk between the Menorah and the wall, which would be straight into the Kodesh Kodashim? So he says, again, Nami Neil ben Menorah L'Kosav, why doesn't he walk straight between the Menorah and the wall? Meshachri Mani, the problem is that the Menorah makes the wall black, because the smoke or whatever it is, and if the Kohen Gadol has to rub between the Menorah and the wall, he's going to rub against the wall on the left side, and it's going to make his clothing black, so it's not appropriate. So it's better, it's easier for him to walk around the Menorah on the other side where he has room to skirt around it, and then he'll approach the opening when he is approaching. So now, you have to understand one thing over here.
It really might be, we can minimize the machlekes whether the opening of the Kodesh was on the north or the south by simply discussing, everybody agrees, Tosfos points out, everybody agrees that the opening into the Kodesh Kodashim was on the north side. The only thing, the only issue really, what they're discussing here is it depends on whether we're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash, where there was two Pareiches or one Pareiches. If there was one Pareiches, since the entrance into the Kodesh Kodashim has to be on the north, everybody agrees the opening would be on the north. But when there were two Pareicheses to separate the Amatraxin, so then, since the opening into the Kodesh Kodashim has to be on the north, that means the inner curtain was open on the north side. The outer curtain, in order for it to not be two curtains open straight and to block the view, then the outer curtain was open on the south side.
This according to the bottom, which is the north.
Right, okay, so we'll stop over here.